for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday afternoon, August the 29th, 2003. Labor Day weekend, teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Cheryl Batts of Lake Hamilton Bible Camp is the speaker.
Because you are the God, the one and only God. We thank you this afternoon for Jesus. We thank you for the leading of the Holy Spirit. I decree right now, God, that you may increase in me. Dear God, I pray that you will show out in me for your people, that they would be healed and delivered and set free. Father, I praise you and I give you glory and I give you all of the honor. Let the word that is stored up on me flow in me, flow, God. Flow, Father God, like rivers of living water. It's no more me, God, but it's you. I give you the praise and I give you the glory and I give you the honor and I thank you for the opportunity, God, to be before your people. I take it not for granted. I take it not for granted, God. I take it not for granted. I praise you, Lord. I thank you for a word in season, for your people cry out to you for freedom. They cry out to you for deliverance. And I be not the deliverer, but the messenger, God, for Jesus is the deliverer. And dear God, we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your presence will continue throughout the rest of this evening and this weekend for your people in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, how many of you know it's hard to read when you got tears in your eyes? Hallelujah. I believe that God has a word for you today on the spirit of arrested development. And as we all know, when the spirits come, they do not come one at a time, but they normally show up like pigs in the parlor, several all together. There has been very little said on the spiritual, physical, and mental development of our children pursuant to biblical principles. And since most of us are the first out of our families to begin to walk in the ministry of deliverance and to begin to walk in relationship with God, I ask you for a moment to see yourself as children. This spirit works in the mind and normally starts with children. But see yourself as a child and the things that happened to you when you were a child. Not in a negative manner, but in a way that will allow you to see and to let the Holy Ghost lead you as to whether or not this may be a spirit that has not been dealt with in yourself. And as you do that, of course, then you will also see those spirits that are in your children and your grandchildren, but you also may see it in yourself. Since most of us were never scripturally trained or nurtured by our parents, we can hardly expect perfectly trained children. However, biblical discipline in the lives of ourselves and our children will help build the character of God in us and our descendants as well. The process of training our children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord begins when the child is in the womb, right after conception. At that time, the father can pray over the mother's womb and speak words of life to the unborn child. He can do this by reading scripture, comforting the new life, and welcoming it as a great prize to the family and not as an intruder. When the child is born, the process is then continued. Both parents should take a strong role in instructing the child. Go to Isaiah 5 and 13. Therefore, my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge, and their honorable men are famished, and their multitude dried up with thirst. Our goal must be to fill them with Jesus at an early age. If our parents were negligent in training and instructing us in the character of God, we can now change that cycle for our descendants. Let's go to Proverbs 22 and 6. The Amplified Version, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. All children are important in God's eyes, even those that are still in the womb. Parents are responsible for their children, not schools or the government or any other thing that people find comfort in believing. If parents perform their biblical responsibilities toward their children, when the temptations of the world come, the children will be able to take a firm stand against those temptations as the character of God has been ingrained in them. Our obedience in training our children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord will result in a child who can now independently respond to all temptation from Satan with a strong, "No, I can't do that because I belong to Jesus Christ." 2 Timothy 3:14 through 17. Do you have it? Who's got it? You want to read it? "So shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness." So we need to study to show ourselves approved. Is that what it said? Is that what it said? Oh, okay. So we need to study the Word. And as we study the Word for ourselves, we bring our children in it, and we don't send them outside to children's church, huh? Maybe. Unless in children's church they're what? Studying the Word and not eating pizza, right? Amen. Amen. Satan is also interested in our children. He likes to get them young, working against both parents and children to get them off the righteous track. Go to John 10:10. John 10:10. "The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they may have it more abundantly." So the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. God warns us that the devil is dangerous. So it's not like we don't have a roadmap that tells us what the devil is about. We are not to run from him, but respect the danger that he represents. And as we do that, we prepare ourselves and we prepare our children so that they are endowed with the reality of what the world is. Because when we build ourselves up and build our children up with the reality of life, that God is all powerful, the devil is not to be feared, but he is to be respected. Now, who was it? Was it Michael or was it Gabriel? I think it was Michael that was protecting the body of Moses, right? And he did not fight when the devil came. He just stood back and he just gave him the word because he knew, he respected him, but he was not afraid of him. He knew his rights. All right. And that is how we have to, minister unto our children. There was a woman that had attended a healing and deliverance prayer meeting with her mother. And the woman's mother was instrumental as a dedicated prayer warrior in setting her daughter free from demonic difficulties. As a child, the daughter had been dedicated to Satan's work in a ritual by her father. A respected professional businessman deeply involved in witchcraft, unbeknownst to his wife. A demon manifested in this woman, stating that as a little girl, she had been placed in a coffin as part of the ceremony of dedication. Although the father was in the sight of God, the spiritual covering, was not proper. And the child was opened up to lots of demonization. The cruel demons quickly began their work of destruction, both in the child and her mother and the mother. She was tormented and suffering, and none of this had been expected. You know, the mother is serving the Lord. She didn't know what was going on. And so they had increasing problems. Well, as they began to minister to this young lady and began to, and I mean, it took a long time. This was not a quick deliverance. Over a period of time, they began to minister to her, and this came out. And as it came out, they found out through spiritual warfare that she had a spirit of arrested development. Now John 8:44 says, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. So we all know that demons are liars, so you don't make it a habit of going around and talking to them and trying to get them to get information. But there are times under the leading of the Holy Ghost that you can get key information when you are working with someone to minister deliverance so that you can put the axe to the root and get them set free. The function of this demon is to arrest development in a young person and always bring them back to age 13 and younger. He claims to have authority over homosexual spirits, for they enter before age 13. He claims to have authority over spirits influencing a girl to be a tomboy in order to please her father. The demon will stir up the desire through the spirits passed on by ancestral curses, or may enter by molestation, incest, or even rape. The lesbian spirit is under the control of arrested development and begins to operate at age 13. This powerful demon claims the lesbians and homosexuals are really 13 years old. You ever noticed how they act? They kind of got that, they're gay, and it's always very childlike. They're very childlike. The demon is also called the chronic prince of arrested development. As the demon was involved in the deliverance of the woman mentioned, he wanted to kill this woman, so therefore he tried to take her back to the age of zero where she was floating in the womb. He also operated through suffocation, drowning, choking, obstruction of breathing, difficult pregnancy, and crib death. He tried to have her put things hastily like little kids in her mouth so that she would choke on candy and food. In general, the person infested by these demons will age normally on the outside but be immature on the inside. Arrested development spirits claim to be sent by Satan personally. Well, I think they're all sent by Satan personally. The demon stops progress past age 13 and brings the victim to any age it wants. From 0 to 13. Are you guys thinking about this? The effects are devastating. At age 13, a person's too young to work and can't hold a job. The victim is unable to deal with the problems of an adult and becomes a job hopper and unreliable. The arrested development spirit does not hinder the person from learning in school or affect the person's studies. But as in the case of this woman who got deliverance, the spirit would not allow her to make plans for marriage or have children, for at 13 you are too young to marry or even date. It would make her cry like a two-year-old and embarrass her. The spirit got this woman to be skinny like an eight-year-old and influenced her to dress like a boy, be sloppy, unkempt, slouch, and walk like a boy. The spirit operated to frustrate the woman by urging her to take a part-time job after school. However, she was unable to cope with it due to the insecurity of only being 13 years old. Most persons with arrested development are unable to marry, but even if they do, it does not last. 13 is even too young, really, to babysit. This person is always waiting and waiting till next year. The demon claimed to be able to enter anyone that has demons already. He makes them take drugs to be passive and sleep for hours at a time. He has a prince and a deputy who lives in the mind of the person to make sure that they do not advance past age 13. At age 36, this woman who experienced the deliverance was prevented from thinking past 13. Even her professor at the university she attended stated that she acted like she was 19 going on 13. Note that retarded persons are not immature. They work and some get married. They are slow learners and are hindered from learning by disabilities. And sometimes that can be a curse of pride, but that is not arrested development. Those who collect dolls and stuffed animals as grown-ups are arrested in their development a lot of times. They do childish things such as playing with toys on their desk when at work. The demon also causes a person to drink. It causes a person, now tell me, how many times have you seen this? Somebody really old throwing a temper tantrum. I mean a real temper tantrum. In order to have their way. A drug user will have arrested development because they're unable to solve daily problems. Also, those that run a lot and feverishly exercise all the time, a lot of times they have arrested development too. There's an unbalance there. There's an unbalance where they can't grow up. They do everything is all the way or nothing. There's no balance. 13-year-olds are unable to make decisions when shopping. You ever had when shopping with somebody and they just can't make up their minds? Even cooking and cleaning is a problem for them as they still want to be dependent on someone and will sometimes marry a person that will fill this role. Now, I hope you can see how there are loads and loads of demons that can line up with this demon. And you can be casting out demons, and never realize that this demon is here. Because already in my own mind, you find somebody that wants to marry someone to take care of them. So there's a codependent thing that's going on there, okay? So a range of behavior characterizes a person with arrested development. The demon causes a one-year-old to scream for attention. A two-year-old screams, throws temper tantrum, and also puts things in his or her mouth. At 9 years old, the child may be attracted to a molester. At 11, he causes the girl to be scrawny and gawky looking. At 12 years old, he embarrasses her because of her periods and emphasizes any ugliness in her body. The demon makes the young girl believe that she is dirty and will never be able to clean herself. Arrested development has many friends in prison, and he causes the criminal to go back on the streets and commit the same crimes again. Arrested development manifests in the person to keep their understanding at age 0 to 10. Such persons are unable to learn from their experiences. Arrested development has the 10-year-old cousin called chronic offender. A related spirit, too, is anorexia nervosa, which causes anorexia between age 0 to 8. The girl doesn't want to grow up. She doesn't want to have a period. She doesn't want to face the responsibilities of life and the world. Arrested development spirits operate in the mind, along with the spirit of mind control. As believers, we are to take authority in the name of Jesus Christ and cut across the network of demonic communication, giving the wrong signals to our mind, will, and emotions. As we receive deliverance from these spirits, we can be free of their influence and bondage. Arrested development demons are a grouping of demons that have been exposed, and sometimes psychiatrists would diagnose arrested development as a mental disease and prescribe medication and therapy. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 13 and 11. When I was a child, what did I do? I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man or a woman, I put away childish things. So now we understand that parents have the responsibility of allowing their children to grow up. Speaking like a child, we all know adults and parents who speak like children, and many act foolish and irresponsibly. Understanding like a child, there are many people with no scriptural knowledge who ignorantly continue in their confusion. Thinking like a child, these people find it difficult to react to the conditions around them. They are unable to participate in life, so many are not sociable outside their small circle of friends. Hebrews 11, the faith chapter, 23 to 25. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Pharaoh's daughter received Moses when he was 3 months old. She proceeded to have his real mother nurse him. And it speaks about that in Exodus 2, 7 to 10. So Moses had yet enough training and enough proper scriptural training in the short time that he spent with his mother that it superseded his formal Egyptian training to become, in all probability, the Pharaoh of Egypt. Even single mothers are able to raise godly children. An example of this was Timothy, who was raised by his godly mother and grandmother. These women were spiritual giants approved by the Apostle Paul. Joseph, he was sold into slavery by his brothers and later was raised up to be a mighty, wealthy, and influential ruler, yet could not forget the godly influence of his father Jacob and mother Rachel and the scriptural teachings. In Psalms 131 and 2, surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is winged of his mother. My soul is even as a winged child. And then we talked about that in prayer when we talked about watching and praying. Praying and watching. That when you are watching, you're quiet. Your soul is still and you're quiet. And if you can't be quiet, if your soul is not quiet, where you can watch and wait, then maybe you have arrested development. Maybe it keeps you from focusing. You know, a lot of times we say the kids have ADA and, you know, they're all over the place. And sometimes we're all over the place, you know, and it may not be in every area of our life, just in some areas of our life, because this spirit only affects us in that area. I mean, we can be on jobs. And in certain areas, we can learn and be very good. But then all of a sudden, we don't like that job no more. We're ready to leave that job. We're ready to go on to another job. And there's a habit and a pattern over and over again. And if it's not you, if it's somebody that you know, perhaps this is what's going on in their life. Proverbs 20:11 says, even a child is known by his acts, whether or not what he does is pure and right. A child's acts may show signs of stubbornness and rebellion and the possible need for correction. Jesus loved the little children and warned us not to stop them from coming to him. In Luke 18:16, but Jesus called them unto him and said, suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. This can be taken to mean that parents ought not to hinder their children from coming to Jesus. To facilitate this, the parents need to teach scripture daily and give needed correction. Jesus himself astonished the wise men with his knowledge. Remember when he was in the temple? They were really like, we're, you know, 12 years old asking these kind of questions. Because his parents had raised him with scripture. The education of our children is our responsibility, yet most parents fall short of this responsibility. There has been no scriptural discipline or correction, and very little of the Word of God taught to them. Proverbs 23:13-14. Withhold not correction from the child, for if beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod, and shalt deliver his soul from hell. And we want to kill him. You know, just beat him a little bit. You want to kill him. You know, some people take that too far. If parents do their job, God makes them a promise that their children will not die. If we want better lives for our children, then we need to regularly practice correction of children. Single parents, you may also find help in correcting your children through the pastor and elders of your church who are obligated to help you with their education and discipline. Parents, if there is something you don't like in your children, you may have the same problem. Correction may have to start with you. The fruit rarely falls far from the tree. Most of us can see our parents in us, for good or for bad. Proverbs 29:15-17, the rod and the reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother shame. Correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest. Yea, he shall give delight unto thy soul. What all parents want is for their children to do well. Respect them and experience abundant peace in every area of their lives. Colossians 3:21, fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. This is a warning to all parents to not allow anger to control you in the correction and discipline of your child. As a parent, you are not to punish your child beyond his capacity. The training is in the hands of the parents. 1 Timothy 3:6-7, from which some, having served, have turned aside unto vain jangling, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm. As I read this information, I'm going to give you a list of the demons that the Holy Spirit brought to my mind as I was reading this material, and I began to think about it. I pray that you will understand that arrested development is a mean taskmaster. It is not just a small little demon. You just heard about it today, so it could not be important. This demon is connected to other demons and can cause much embarrassment. It can cause you to mess up your credit because you go out and you buy things, and then once you buy it, it's all pretty, you like it, but you can't stay on a job long enough to pay for it. So it is not a demon that you need to thrust off. Arrested development, a prince, chronic offender, anorexia nervosa, mind control, which operates in the mind. Father, I just thank you for this revelation, and I ask that the people of God would have revelation, knowledge, and understanding, and take this teaching even farther than I have, Father God. But I don't believe that everything ends or begins in me. Embarrassment, pride, shame, guilt, and condemnation, double-mindedness, unreliable, you're frustrated, indecisive, mixed up, confused. There's a good soul tiebreaker, and that's because the person is waiting for things to change, always waiting. Oh, it'll get better tomorrow. All I have to do is sit here. So they can never develop relationships that are going to be relationships that go with them through life. Procrastination, a passive spirit, escape through drugs, mind control, fear, addiction, toys, alcohol, drugs, reaper, uppers, downers, control through temper tantrums. They're fickle-minded. They are actors and actresses. They play the role, but they can only play the role for so long, and then they stop. Screaming, childlike codependence on you to have you make all the decisions and make all of the decisions, and after you make all the decisions, if anything goes wrong, then they blame you. Well, you did it. Things in the mouth, such as sucking their thumbs, sucking their fingers, sucking their arms, cigarettes, bottles, beer, pop, just always got to have something in your mouth. And I really, you know, attracted to a child molester. Now, that was the one that got to me. A person who has arrested development is attracted to people who mean them no good because they have the inability to discern. They have the inability to discern who is good for them and who is bad for them. There's much embarrassment. That happens with the boys as well as the girls with this spirit. They are ashamed of who they are. They're ashamed of their bodies. All of these things have followed them. Even though they may be 35, 40, or 50 years old, the way they perceive themselves is the way that they saw themselves before and at age 13, and they never grow up beyond that. They do not learn from their experiences. That's that chronic offender. They keep doing the same thing over and over again and getting the same result and never stop. They just keep going. It just keeps going because they don't have the ability. When I would pray for someone that has arrested development, a lot of times you start at age 2 and you start praying for them under the leading of the Holy Spirit. And you start calling out those things that happened to them at age 2. And then and after the Holy Spirit leads you, then you go to age 3. And as the Holy Spirit is leading you, you begin to call out things at age 3. I've said things like molestation, rape, or incest at age 3. Release this person and let them go in Jesus' name and begin to loose a spirit of maturity. And the person begins to manifest a little girl. You know, for usual, you pray. It's most related to me because I pray for women. Now, a man
Dr. Noel, he will probably, if he prays for men, he would see that there's some different things. But right now what I see, because of what I've learned in praying for women, you call them forth. You call them forth, the personality and the character that God created them to have from the beginning of time. I call you forth from age 2. I call you past the rape and the molestation. I call your personality and your character and your development past age 3. I call you past age 5. Age 5 where you were raped and molested and left alone. I call you forth. I say that all those arrested development demons, those demons that would not let you grow up, those demons that told you you don't want to be an adult because adults cause hurt, adults cause pain. I curse you at the root, and I call you forth to age 6, and then I call them forth to age 7. I call them forth to age 8, and at each age, God will give you something, and you will call them forth, and you continue to lose maturity. Continue to lose maturity at every age level, bringing them forth and washing that with the blood of Jesus until you get them to age 9 or 10, and that's when the fight really comes on. The demon starts fighting really hard and really bad at age 9 or 10, because now you're getting to that chronic offender, that thing, that person that makes that person do things over and over again. So now you begin to go into mind control. You begin to attack the spirit of mind control, attack the spirit of drugs. You attack the spirit of arrested development and chronic offender. You must let them go. And many times they'll start yelling, no, no, I'm not going to let them go. You say you must let them go, because every knee must bow in the name of Jesus. And as you pull them through to age 10 and 11, and you start getting closer to the age of 13, then they start having temper tantrums. They start having temper tantrums and flailing their arms and screaming and I mean, like, no, no, I'm not going, and just flapping their arms all over everything. I mean, literally, I have seen it happen. Literally with my own eyes. And then by the time we get to age 13, I mean, this demon is all over the place, and this person is screaming and crying and screaming and crying. And so you just continue to pray, and you continue to call forth the real personality, that person that God created from the beginning of time, that person that God wants this person to be. And then you begin to pray over them, and you pray the word over them. But this person is the head and not the tail. This person is healed. This person is delivered. This person is mature. This person does want to be adult. This person does want to have balance in their life. And then you hit 13, and sometimes they just stop right there, and they'll just get almost comatose and won't say anything, because then you start to hit fear, because then there's a lot of fear, and everything at 13 starts, and you got fear. So now you got to bring them past 13 and take them right into adulthood, right into where they are. And it's a step-by-step process. It's a step-by-step process. And at almost every age, as you pray and listen to the Holy Spirit, He will tell you the things that has happened to that individual along those lines. And you don't have to know anything about them, but what you do have to have and what you do need to know is the Holy Spirit when He is speaking to you as you pray for people and want to get them set free. Amen? Amen. Amen. We're going to pray now, and we're just going to believe, God, that people will be, that you'll be set free in any area that God wants to set you free. Father God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. As we come to you, we call on Jesus, who is our deliverer. We take authority right now over every hindering spirit to deliverance in Jesus' name. We bind you to the pit right now in Jesus' name. We loose the angels of God to go forth and to do warfare on behalf of these your people in Jesus' name. We put a wedge between rebellion and rejection right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind the strong man of arrested development. We bind you with fetters of iron dipped in the blood of Jesus. You will not speak. You will not cause pandemonium. We bind you to the chair in the name of Jesus Christ. We put the blood of Jesus over you, and you will not speak. Right now, in Jesus' name, we call forth the personalities and the characters of these your people right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We call forth the personality that and the people that you caused them to be from the beginning of time. We bring them past age 2. We bring them from the womb in the name of Jesus Christ. We cause them to, we breathe life into them by the leading of the Holy Ghost. We bring them past age 2, past age 3, past age 4, and we come against fear, fear of being locked up, fear of being locked in the closet, fear of being molested, fear of being molested, fear of being raped, fear of being left behind. We call you forth right now in the name of Jesus, and we curse you at the root. We decree that this person, we decree that God's people shall come forth and that they shall have the mind of Christ and the heart of God. We call you forth at age 5 and 6 in the first day of going to school. We call you back right now in the name of Jesus. You will manifest yourself and go. All spirits of arrested development, chronic offender, those spirits that will not allow them to grow up, we curse you at the root. You'll manifest and go now in Jesus' name. All of you spirits, link up and go now. Unwrap, uncoil from the spirit of mind control now in Jesus' name. Unwrap and uncoil from the spirit of pride and go now. Manifest and go in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. All of you spirits, go, go, go in Jesus' name. Come out of the mind, come out of the will, and come out of the emotions of these people in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Because it's the blood of Jesus that heals. It's the blood of Jesus that delivers. We call you forth right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Those spirits of embarrassment and shame and guilt right now in Jesus' name, you manifest and go. Come out of the minds of the people now. Comes out of the heart of the people now in Jesus Christ. Come forth in age 6, age 7, and age 8 years old now in Jesus' name. That coming awareness of who they are, knowing who they are, but unable to make decisions, unable to stop the offenses that are coming against them. We come against you now, right now, in the name of Jesus. We come against that hatred of adults, that hatred of authority that came in at 8 years old, that fear of adults, fear that they're going to tell them wrong, fear that they're not going to set, that they're not going to protect them, that feeling of being uncovered at age 8. We curse you at the root in the name of Jesus. You release them now and let them go in the name of Jesus. Let them go now. Come out of the mind and the will and the emotions and the souls of the people of God. You will manifest and go now. Leave the people of God now. And we call them forth now, right now, at age 8 and 9 and 10 and 11 years old. You will manifest and go. You will let them go. Let them go. For we decree that they have the mind of Christ and the heart of God. We come against confusion and frustration and decisiveness, unreliability and double-minded and deep-seated fear. Deep fear and bitterness that have come in. Bitterness, 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 bitterness and fear. Right now, in the name of Jesus, you will manifest and go. Mixed up, mixed up, mixed up, mixed up about our emotions. Mixed up about whether I want to be a girl or a boy. Mixed up. Go right now in the name of Jesus. Come out of the mind and the will and the emotions of the people. Come out of the body right now in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you. We put a wedge between rebellion and rejection. All those spirits of rebellion right now, you'll manifest and go. Lead the people of God now in the name of Jesus. Spirits of rebellion that came in through rejection and hurt. Making up my mind even at a young age to do what I want to do like I want to do it, but yet unable to follow through on it and becoming frustrated. I curse you at the root in the name of Jesus Christ. I curse that spirit that goes in the closet and steals daddy's liquor and alcohol and steals cigarettes to smoke. I curse you at the root in the name of Jesus. Been smoking and drinking from an early age. I curse you at the root in the name of Jesus. We manifest and go. Manifest and go in Jesus' name. Manifest and go in Jesus' name. We come against addictions, those addictions, sucking the thumb, sucking the arm, sucking the fingers. We ask right now in Jesus' name, you will manifest and go. Come out of the people now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of the people now in the name of Jesus Christ. You will manifest and go. Manifest and go. And manifest and go. Age 13. Age 13. Age 13. Age 13. Arrested development. Embarrassment, pride, shame, guilt, condemnation, double-mindedness, unreliable, frustrated, mixed up, good soul tiebreaker, procrastination, escapism. Go now in the name of Jesus. All you control spirits, you mind control spirits, you will leave this body now in the name of Jesus and come out of the mind, the will, and the emotions in Jesus' name. Temper tantrums, temper tantrums, temper tantrums that don't seem like temper tantrums, but they are temper tantrums. Holy Spirit, show it to the people of God. Let them see the temper tantrums that people have, that they'll have. They may not look like 2-year-olds, but the response of being able to have have their way and to do what they want to do. Father, reveal in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, fickle-minded, go now in the name of Jesus. You will manifest and go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, manifest and go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, I thank you and I praise you. I give you glory and honor. We come against that spirit of fear of growing up, fear of growing up. Peter Pan spirits, Cinderella spirits. I don't want to grow up. I want to live in Never Never Land. You will manifest and go and leave the people of God right now in Jesus' name. Go, devils, now in Jesus' name. Cinderella spirits, go. Cinderella spirits, go. Go in Jesus' name. Waiting on the knight in shining armor. Ain't no knight in shining armor. It's just Jesus. Manifest and go now in the name of Jesus. Come forth out of age 13 and come into the maturity and the place that God has called you to be. We lose the spirit of maturity. We lose holiness. We lose righteousness in the name of Jesus Christ. Move out of the mind and out of the will and out of the emotions of the people. Come off of the backs and the necks of the people right now in the name of Jesus. Hurt and pain that came in as children that has been with them all of their lives. You will manifest and go now in the name of Jesus. Spirits of ugliness. I'm so ugly. I'm so ashamed of my body. My eyes are too big. My eyes are too small. My ears are too big. My head is too big. My head is too small. I curse you at the root in the name of Jesus. Let the people of God go. God never made any junk. They are beautifully and wonderfully made in the name of Jesus. You will manifest and go, and they will come forth with maturity and power and might and live a full life in the name of Jesus. Everybody out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, you devils, go. Go, come out of the eyes so that they may see themselves the way God sees them. Manifest and go now in the name of Jesus Christ. Fear of growing up. Manifest and go. Get out in the name of Jesus. Scorpion nest of fear in their stomach, causing stomach pains, causing headaches. All you devils, manifest and go now in the name of Jesus. Come out of the mind and the will and the emotions of God's people in the mighty name of Jesus. Manifest and go. Everybody out in the name of Jesus. Unwrap, uncoil, and untangle in Jesus' name. You will manifest and you will go in Jesus' name, for it is Jesus who is the deliverer. He is the Holy One. He is the deliverer. He is the mighty God. He is a warrior, and he is after you now for the souls of his people in the name of Jesus. Manifest and go. Bitterness, go. Oh, I can't forgive them. Unforgiveness. I can't forgive them for what they did for me. I can't let it go. It hurts too bad. Every time I remember it, that just keeps coming back to my mind. Spirit of mind control, let them go now in the name of Jesus. Unwrap and uncoil and untangle from the spirit of emotions now, from the emotional bitterness, from the hurt and the pain. Separate yourself and go in the name of Jesus. Oh, go in the name of Jesus. Unwrap and uncoil and untangle yourself now in the name of Jesus. Spirits of pride, go. Spirits of pride, go. We lose the spirit of humility upon you now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of mind control, go in Jesus' name, for we lose the mind of Christ upon you now in the name of Jesus. You devils abound, and you must go in the name of Jesus. You are certain notice this day, this hour, that you must loose the people of God and let them go in Jesus' name. Oh, everybody out in Jesus' name. Oh, rasta korobo shandiri asata, eto korobo shita, mel robo shiri asata robo shata, I korobo shiri osonde yiri osse, riya sakandi riyo sama yiri osse, randi riyo osse tiri asanda robo shika yiri osonde yiri robo sa. Hey, spirit of tail bearing. Spirit of tail-bearing and backbiting. You spirits go loose and come out of the hearts of the people of God in the name of Jesus. For out of their mouth shall not come bitter and sweet, but out of their mouth shall come the word of God. They shall exhort and they shall build up and they shall strengthen by the words of God that they speak. In the name of Jesus, loose the people of God and let them go now in Jesus' name. Oh, rabata korobo sa ta 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 ta.
Rata. Resta taralala. Rasadaya. Deliverance is the children's bread. And these are God's children. These are His people. And they sit at the table and wait for God for deliverance. For they shall be free. For they shall move in the admonition and the power of God. We loose the word upon them now in the name of Jesus. Devils, you must go. You must go now in the name of Jesus Christ. Move, all you devils, go. Move now in Jesus' name. Hurt and pain, that wounded spirit, the word said behind closed doors, word said to the husband, from the husband to the wife, that wounded the wife in the name of Jesus. You devils must go. Word spoken by the wife to the husband that wounded him. You devils must go now in the name of Jesus. And we come against that division, that division in the home right now in the name of Jesus. And we curse you at the root, for there is no division. They are united and they are one with Christ. We lose forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus. But they decree that they shall forgive, and they shall forgive, and they shall forgive, and they shall forgive, and they shall forgive in the name of Jesus Christ. Forgive their mothers, forgive their fathers for not covering them when they should have been covered, for allowing rape and molestation and trauma to come. Forgive and let go in the name of Jesus. We curse you, spirits at the root. Let the people of God go in the name of Jesus. Release them now. Release them in their minds. Release them in their wills. Release them in their bodies. In the name of Jesus. All the trauma that causes body pain, backache, headache aches, trauma, backaches and pains and high blood pressure and low blood pressure. We curse you at the root. Move, you devils. For by His stripes we are healed in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. We give you praise and glory and honor. We thank you for who you are. All of you devils, move now. For God calls for a clean sweep in the house of His people, in their hearts and in their minds and in their emotions. Go, go, go. Arrested development and pride, mind control. Go, all you devils. Move it in Jesus' name. Oh, shakarasa tararobo shande. Thank you, Lord. And the Lord of Oshika, Yadabo, Shinida, the Yasso Taranabo Shata, Riasso Ko, Iriasso Taranabo Sha. Oh, Rasa Ta 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 Ta. Move, devils, in the name of Jesus. It's the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus that heals. It's the blood of Jesus that delivers. The blood of Jesus. Oh, Shakandalorobo Shata. Fear, 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 go. Fear of manifesting. Fear of what somebody may say. Fear of what somebody may do. I curse you at the root in the name of Jesus. Oh, shakarorobo shande. Fear that follows pastors. Fear that follows pastors' wives. Fear that follows all of the ministers. Fear that what somebody is going to say. I curse that at the root. And I lose the spirit of humility. Manifest and go, you devils. In the name of Jesus, let them go that they may be free. Let them go so when the devil comes, he says, I find nothing in you. In the name of Jesus, move off the head. Move off the people of God. Out of the stomach. Out of the stomach. Move, devils. All the way out. All the way out in Jesus' name. You will not break or bind or hurt anybody, but you will go. You have been certain notice in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, shakadorobosite. Brasikororobosata. Hey, all the submarine Jezebel spirits, you got to go now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you've been holding on. I decree that submarine Jezebel spirits and cover girl spirits have got to go in the name of Jesus. Oh, go now in the name of Jesus while you got a chance. If you hang around another minute, we're going to cast you out. In the name of Jesus, now you can go on your own or you can be cast out like a dog in the street. Oh, we open the heaven's gates and we loose the hounds of heaven against you now, Jezebel. For the women of God want to be free. The women of God know you when they see you. The women of God have spied you. The women of God have fallen out of agreement with with you. You must go, Jezebel, in the name of Jesus, that the pure, holy, righteous spirit of the women of God may be made manifest without any hindrance right now in the name of Jesus. You devils, go now in Jesus' name. Manifest and go now. Oh, right now in Jesus' name. Out of the mind, the will, and the emotions. Unwrap and call and tangle and go with religious spirits now. Religious spirits in the bedroom being demanding you go too. Right now in Jesus' name. Get on out. Get on out. And you Ahab spirits that allow it to happen and call yourself a man and browbeat your woman with words spoken behind closed doors. You Ahab spirits, make haste now in the name of Jesus, for God says he will not have it. You loose the woman of God and let her go to be that God has called her to be. And she can only be that when she operates not in fear of what you're going to say or do. Now God has said it, just so it is. Ahab spirits, go. Ahab spirits, go. Ahab and Jezebel spirit, Baal spirits, you will manifest and go from the people of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we praise you. Father, we glorify you. Father, we give you glory and honor. We thank you that we are all what the word says that we are. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We are the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you. We give you glory and honor, God. We thank you that the light of the Holy Ghost shines on anything that's not like God. And we have an opportunity to say, loose me and let me go. And if you don't get loose, then let go, it's because you like it. So, Father, we come against pet demons, whatever that may be. Oh, by the Holy Ghost, show us what our pet demons are. The ones we like to hold on to. The ones that we haven't told nobody about. Pet demons, go now. All you sacred cows, go. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, show them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, you sacred cows. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Rando robo shatana mai di Dios. O robo shatana. Yi korbo shatara. Le koromasika iri Dios sangareba. Roshima ika yi tiri di underbo satiri di asote. Rasi karbo di ata yi robo shalara. Ah, shakarbo shande. Oh, glory to God. How many even know when you get to the end of it, that's the end, and that's when you shut up? Amen. 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 Praise God. Father God, we thank you for that. Oh, pray in tongues and help them. Help them. Ladies, how did we learn how to pray upstairs today? Let's pray in tongues that those that are receiving deliverance will be set free. Let's pray in tongues. If you don't have tongues, just say Jesus, because he is the deliverer. Pray, 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 because as you pray for others to get set free, God will do something in you. Be a part of the blessing that is going on in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. We give you the glory and the honor. We thank you for what you're doing. Strengthen the man of God and the woman of God as they pray. Give them wisdom. Give them revelation. Give them knowledge. Give them understanding, God. Let not a single devil be escaped in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. God, we praise you. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Rasa karorobo shata. Resa karorobo shata. Rasa karorobo shata. Resa karorobo shata. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you for a spirit of intercession. Thank you for wisdom, God. Thank you for revelation knowledge, God. Thank you for setting us free, God. Thank you for showing us who you are, God. Thank you for loving on us, God. Thank you for bringing us forth, God. Thank you for giving us all that we have, God. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the redemptive plan. Thank you for the blood. Thank you, O God, that you are King of kings and Lord of lords. Thank you, O God, that you are the great I am. Thank you, O God, that you are the Prince of Peace. Thank you, God, that you are Jehovah Nishi. Thank you, God, that you are Jehovah Shalom. Thank you, God, that you are El Shaddai. Thank you, Lord, you are our deliverer. Thank you, God, for the Zoe power of the Holy Ghost. that leads and guides us into all truth. Thank you, Father. We praise you, Lord God. We give you all the glory, Lord. Thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, you devils, keep going. Oh, we ain't through. We got a second wind. Oh, move you devils in the name of Jesus. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, Rabasha, ha, ha, ha. Oh, you devils better go, because this is just the beginning. Oh, God will see his people set free. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.